I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting WSIU Radio News. We're going to see scattered showers and thunderstorms at least through this morning, then a gradual clearing with a high of 89. Federal lawmakers are trying to wrap their heads around yesterday's shooting at congressional baseball practice. Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise was shot and remains in critical condition. The incident has some lawmakers considering ways to pay for private security. Southern Illinois Congressman John Shimkus says it would be impossible to provide extra security for congressional lawmakers as a whole.
I mean, that's what we see with, you know, with attacks like this or radical, radical beliefs that are willing to, sacrifice their lives. You can't protect from that.
Republican and Democratic lawmakers are still planning to play their charitable baseball game tonight. Shimkus says that's the right thing to do.
We have to move forward. We can't let attacks and terror diminish what we do on a day-to-day basis. I think the best way to confront evil is to continue to do good.
Shimkus, who is a roommate of Representative Steve Scalise, says he feels as though a brother has been shot. The final candidate for SIU Carbondale's chancellor visited campus yesterday. Dr. Carlo Montemagno of the University of Alberta answered questions and talked to constituencies. WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports.
Dr. Carl Montemagno's academic and professional career has spanned over three decades in the U.S. and Canada. He's currently a professor and the director of the Ingenuity Lab at the University of Alberta. Dr. Montemagno also served as a professor, department chair, and dean in previous positions. He says the university needs to look at the future and figure out how to get there.
It starts from vision. We as a community have to decide on who we're going to be in 15 years. We have to make decisions that bring us to that path, to that goal.
And that starts by making sure SIU can accommodate the next generation of students and the programs they'll be looking for.
But start looking at what are the needs of the students 5 years from now so that we're in a position that we can be, that we can uniquely recruit these individuals. We need to look at program duplication. We need to look at efficiencies that we get from how for program delivery. There's a wide variety of different things.
When asked what attracted him to SIU, he simply said, the challenge.
And I see this as my crowning achievement. I see this as the capstone of my career, of being able to have a long-lasting impact on the institution, to define it and to put it on the path to make it the big giant ruby and the crown of education for the state of Illinois.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
SIU trustees will meet in closed session today as they consider the candidates for SIUC chancellor. They could make a decision as early as today, but they may have to wait. Illinois Social Service agencies were in St. Clair County yesterday trying to convince a judge to make Illinois pay for work they've already done. It's the second lawsuit filed by social service workers. An appellate court in Chicago is expected to rule on a separate case later today.